President Obama is speeding up the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the war in Afghanistan. The president held a White House meeting yesterday with visiting Afghan President Hamid Karzai. We're joined by Paul Brandis, White House correspondent for West Wing Reports. Morning, Paul.
Hey, Dick.
The president and the president of Afghanistan, Karzai, have been at odds in recent years. Are they marching in step on this U.S. endgame?
Well, perhaps to some degree, they've been pretty far apart on a bunch of issues, but it looks like they've narrowed the gap here with Karzai's visit this week. I mean, let's take a step back here and look at what the big picture is here, Dick. I mean, the president came into office with two wars raging, Afghanistan and Iraq, and I think in the broadest sense, he sees both as strategic distractions. The administration thinks that our long-term priority lies in Asia, with this particular focus on China, which is now our main competitor. So he wants out of Afghanistan. We're out of Iraq, of course. And our footprint in Afghanistan is now down to about 66,000. He emphasized yesterday we're shifting into a support role. Now, all of those troops could leave by next year, but some could stay on beyond 2014 for many years. But here's the sticking point, the one thing that they haven't come to terms on yet, and this is why we have no troops in Iraq now, by the way. The president wants immunity for any American troops that would remain past 2014. Karzai says that's a possibility, but so far they have not been able to do that. So whether any troops remain after 2014 and what they would actually do beyond intelligence gathering, perhaps, and some counterterrorism thing, I think is still up in the air.
Talking about the 12-year-old war, the president said at the White House yesterday, we achieved our central goal. But he also seemed to say the United States fell short of achieving the ideal. Which is it?
Well, the benchmarks have always been moved over the years. You can define it any way you want. I mean, the president's latest definition is that Afghanistan, in his words, is no longer a launching pad for terrorism. They have moved elsewhere to places like Somalia, parts of Pakistan, that kind of thing. But he can say whatever he wants. I mean, the benchmarks have always been changed over the years. But there are some who fear, however, that once the bulk of American troops leave, the Taliban knows our timeline. They're simply laying low, refusing to negotiate and reconcile with the Karzai government, that they are simply waiting. And once we leave, perhaps they will attempt to take over again. So who knows? But that's what the president says today, is that the principal goal, a no-terror launching pad from Afghanistan, he says that has been achieved.
Thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis, White House correspondent, West Wing Reports.